This one's about the last day, the final day of fallen human history. It's about Armageddon. It is about the broadest release of satanic presence and power. It is about a planetary wave of, unparalleled demonic force and influence. It's the final satanic ritual in all of history. It is about Armageddon. It is about a release of dark powers. It's about the coming of Christ. It's going to tell us so much when we look at Revelation 16. But let me tell you this. We've already gone over this. We've already gone over this fact in the last 9 sessions. We've gone over the fact that you find one satanic, richly abused individual in your city. You could be sure there's 12, 30, or maybe 100 others, and it's been going on for over 50 years, which means that satanic coven and rituals have been operative for over 50 years in your city. You ever wonder why it seems dark? You ever wonder why it seems oppressive? The sheer numbers. We've gone over the one that deals with 500 million satanic rituals. You see, they cannot advance without the actual applied, manifested dark powers. You can't be possessed by a spirit, by a demon, without that actual presence. We've engaged the reality of possession and of spirits that have been sent through satanic ritual warfare. And I want to say again, the church is way behind on the understanding of this, though if we've studied well the Old Testament, we would be at the cutting edge of understanding spiritual warfare. The Moabite, demon-worshipping Moabite king, in losing a battle, used the weaponization of satanic powers. Well, he sacrificed his own son on the wall to draw powers to fall on his soldiers, who then went out in wrath, in rage, in a frenzy to beat Israel. Listen, this is something's been known by the dark side for a long, long, long time. And it's absolutely vital that we can know and understand Ephesians 6, that our struggle's not against flesh and blood. It is a struggle against real principalities, powers. The Greek word kosmokrators, the forces encircling the earth in the heavenly realms. The Spirit of God says they're wicked. The Spirit of God in Ephesians 2 says the prince of the power of the air, the immediate dense atmosphere. We have no idea of the level. We have no idea of the depth. We have no idea of the of the agenda, which involves a progressive manifestation by, I would say, the hundreds of millions of spirits breaking through. It's as if they have poured through in the last 60 years as never before in history. It is very clearly that it's global. But on the one side, there is the new age that has opened wide the doors in convergences, in channeling, in the Luciferic invocation. In so many ways, they've opened the door to the prophecy of the seducing spirits, 1 Timothy 4:1. It is very clear that it has become the largest alternative counterfeit, spiritually deceiving movement in all of Christian history. Now there's the 2012 issue, there's the cult issue, and there's the unprecedented underground. Listen, the Word of God says the secret power of lawlessness, a real power operative working. We have in the context that Satan is at work, supernaturally operative. It's all about the bringing the apocalypse of Anthropocenamos. This is the unveiling of the man of lawlessness, the most supernaturally empowered. I mean, this is Homo Satanus. Satan in human skin, along with the false prophet that will rise, ascend out of the earth, probably from the underground. It means that they would have had to been here for many, many, many years before the apocalypse of the Antichrist and the ascendancy of the false prophet. Their arrival in full function and full visible view is going to come after the great collapse, after the great anarchy, chaos, black awakening, whatever they want to call it. That's going to be the first, what they have called the inverted satanic Pentecost, a blast, a spiritual release worldwide that New Agers and 2012ers, well, they've been gripped by the deceiving precursor that a spiritual evolutionary planetary wave of power is coming to elevate humanity to a whole new level, to bring a evolution of human consciousness. That tells me that they're counting on a spiritual presence, a spiritual power to effect and infect and bring something as, well, they would say, as never before seen or experienced in the release of the great chaos, which involves the inseparable apocalypse of Antichrist, eventual ascendancy of the false prophet, the most deceiving time in world history, the most supernaturally demonstrative time in all of human history, my friends. Let me stop for a minute and back away. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. This is from the series Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, and I still believe one of the most important series. And I really believe that as I've been led to add more and more and more. Now, we're going to talk a lot in the series about the dark side, exposing it, what it's doing, how it's doing it, showing the biblical revelation that could have been ours in advance to say, hey, this is that which the scripture speaks about. And so much of it is from the prophetic revelation. God has given the heads up by biblical prophecy. The Spirit of God has said, this is the satanic playbook. This is what he will do. This is what they're doing in a, well, progressive evolutionary development. This is what they will do in the events of the massive revolt chaos. The event of the apocalypse of Antichrist, the event of the ascendancy of the false prophet, the event of the abyss, the event and literally global infestation of Babylon. It means nothing more than the unprecedented manifestation, the felt, seeable, influenceable powers of darkness over cities, over lives, politics, military. We are talking about sheer, demonstrative, evidential in its applied effects of satanic power. Listen, there's real satanic power, always has been, but we're talking about the unprecedented release. And, well, on the satanic side, the need of that power. So let me say to the believers in Christ that are listening, ramp up your prayer life. Become the greatest prayer warrior you possibly can. You know, embrace the Spirit of God and become just literally so experientially saturated and knowledgeable and know his voice, know his leading, and become the greatest soul-winning witness you can possibly be. You can become all of that in Christ. We see it in the book of Acts, the field manual, I believe now for the end of days, a great what we can see God will do. Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today, forever. Dear Christian, even in this divine moment, may the Spirit of God bless and strengthen you. May the Lord Jesus literally fill you, clothe you. May you experience the presence, power of the one who is Megdala, greater in you than the full forces of Satan, hell, and all of it combined. You are a temple of the Spirit of God. You are literally the sacred house where God is dwelling in you. 1 Corinthians chapters 3 and 6, we'll talk about that. The temple, sacred. It's about fellowship. It's about relationship. Yes, it's about the joy of the Lord in your life. It's about the reality of a relationship that began at the moment of salvation and will continue to the point of glorification, to the point where you and I, in this coming new, indestructible, immortal, glorified body, when we see God face to face. This is the presence of the Spirit of God that bears witness to it inside, the Word of God that speaks it on the outside. But let me tell you something. We've been called to take up the cross and follow Christ. We've been called to be clothed with power and to be part of the Great Commission. God has a mission, and it will continue until He comes. So expect the operative presence of Christ, the power of the Spirit of God. Learn and become the most powerful prayer warrior, both advancing the cause of Christ, praying for the souls to be saved, praying for the church to be empowered and revived, and then with spiritual authority, praying against the dark powers, praying against the demons sent through satanic ritual, praying against the dark powers in people, in places, on items. Listen, it is vital that you, as a believer in Christ, wherever you are, and let me say again, welcome to the Chinese, to the Russians, to those in Germany, and to the Finns, the Swedes, and those in Norway, all across the world, in about 80 countries. By the thousands and thousands, there are those of you that have been downloading. This comes to you with prayers that the Spirit of the living God will refresh you and strengthen you and bless you. That the living Christ who dwells in you and will never leave you or forsake you will once again powerfully bring witness of His presence and purpose and His heart's desire to see the world saved. His heart's desire to save the lost. His authority given to us to literally crush the dark powers and use that in our prayer development. There's things to pray for, intercession, yes. There's things to pray against, absolutely yes. And we must use the vehicle, the power, the possibilities of prayer as never before. So listen, even though I give you a look into the scriptures that deals with prophecy of a coming, it has not yet occurred, of a coming joining of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet, of a ritual release of such demonic power that it's global. We're going to go over 6 to 7 points of that Revelation chapter 16 picture that God has given. It's going to occur. It hasn't occurred, but God has given us the accurate picture. And when I look at that picture, it reminds me of even the Old Testament. It reminds me of 2 Kings 21, 22, Manasseh, and how innocent blood was shed from one end of a nation that was to be the nation of God, of a city that was to be the city of God, and of the temple that was overtaken. It reminds me of Ezekiel 8, where the secret power of lawlessness operative in serpent worship, where God cut through that secrecy by His sovereign power, showing the prophet, who did not know otherwise, what was really there in his midst. That's why I've said in these series that if you're going to be involved and you really want to make impact and you want to see souls saved, you want to see churches revived, you want to use the authority Christ gave you, Luke 10, to the max. Use it. Listen, let the Spirit of God lead you. All things are possible to them that believe. Jesus cast out demons from miles away from a child. Please understand the effect of your prayer. I can pray for friends in China. I pray for a professor that has become someone who's emailed me and taken courses from our Shatter the Darkness courses. We have friends, though we've never seen each other face to face. They have emailed me. And by the way, let me say hello, because they're probably listening to this broadcast. And blessings, thank you for your commitment in prayer for me. And yes, you are prayed for. Next to me at my right is a globe of the world. I look over at it. I look over the cities, the nations where the downloads of these sessions go. I pray over the people that I know, over the nations that I know, and over nations and areas that we want to get into. So in this 1 hour, I trust a sovereign engagement. The living Christ is exactly where you are. And for the Luciferian, the Satanist, the undergrounder, the brotherhooder, that listens to this only to monitor it, I ask the living Christ, with his power to stretch out his hand, to engage you. I pray that the demonic structures over your life be destroyed. 1 John 3:8, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's works. And so I would pray that even now, because I believe that even a prayer listened to on an MP3 or a CD, even 6 months later, I have no question that it can have effect. And so I would command the demonic powers housed over anyone listening anywhere at any time. I ask the Lord to attend to this. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth and by the blood of the Lamb, we command those powers to be broken, for individuals to be released, for hearts and minds to be opened by the Spirit of God. Turn to the living Christ, to the Lamb of God who shed his blood for you. Receive the living Christ into your life, the gift of the Spirit of God. May God deliver you now. Let me know about it. Write to me if you've received Christ as Lord and Savior. Believers in Christ, keep us in your prayers. And now on all of the broadcasts, we give the invitation. If you're interested, you can bring help and support. Just take a look, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. You'll see the little icon. In the context of this session, the final satanic ritual in all of history, the largest in all of history, the most incredibly unequaled, unprecedented release of those powers. The incredible effect is unequaled. It is absolutely astounding that the world has opened its heart and mind through all of the precursors in the sequence of satanic evolution. The doors that people continue to open, the New Agers, the cults, the 2012ers, Luciferians underground, all across the board, it's all about the laws of engagement. It's all about the legalities. It's all about what individuals have allowed. And so now there are powerful, in the satanic sense, priests, priestesses, covens. See, my contention now, statistically, every city, United States, every city throughout all the nations of Europe, definitely in Russia, no question about it, where they're not just raising the demons to have a orgy and frenzy and that's it. It is now precise. Hell's Kitchen forging the super soldiers, and all those who will be gateways for the enemy. The doorways that have been reopened, the ancient places that have been reopened. Bloodstained cultures, and temples, and land, and objects, artifacts, writings. All now, I believe, by satanic plot. By satanic demonic guidance, a synchronicity of spirits, have led those open to it and those unaided by the Spirit of God and protected to, by the deception of real supernatural spirituality, but lethally and horrifically dangerous, deadly, have been guided to go to the places, open the doors, and it's becoming the biggest and broadest doors on a global scale. It is without question that there are hundreds of thousands of covens, groups. They've been guided and directed by the spirits, and they are doing the summoning on a weekly basis and on the high days, the holidays when doorways seem to be more opened. And there's a synchronizing even of rituals. And it's all about, again, the summoning of powers, opening the doors, bringing actual demonic entities onto our side where they can have felt and demonstrative effect in lives, so that the satanic agenda, which cannot go forward without real power, dunamis, well, dunamis comes. As a believer, I know the dunamis, the power of the Spirit of God. I know the power of the Spirit of God in evangelism, in healing, in the context even of deliverance, in the context of this session. I feel God's presence, God's love, God's passion, God's motivation, God's compelling and urgent call to the lost, urgent summon to believers. I feel the power of God. 1 Peter chapter 1 tells me that I'm shielded by the power of God through faith in Christ. There's no greater power than the Spirit of God, no greater power than the gospel, no greater power than that which is in the blood of Christ. The Word of God has power. There's power in prayer, power in witness. So in the midst of this session, session number 10, by the way, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, may God, through this series, help many to do the prayers, seek the Lord, and do what I believe God wants done. I believe, like in the case biblically of Ezekiel chapter 8, God desired it to be known and what needed to be done about it. No question about it. So from the biblical revelation, we should understand satanic rituals, satanic powers, and not just the origins, nature, and methodology of the enemy, but the agenda, which is more demonstrative now, more in effect now than ever in history. And let me say this, we haven't seen anything yet. You just wait till the swelling, destabilization, and the spiritual critical mass just before the all hell breaks loose, chaos and anarchy, collapsing nations and governments, and plunging the world into a catastrophe that seems like that it's going to be an annihilation. It's all plotted, all planned. It's all involved with who's behind the scenes: Antichrist, false prophet, the ancient dragon, Revelation 12, Revelation 13. Know them well. When all of that occurs, and the ascendancy of globalism and the spiritual grip in politics, economics, the environmental causes, the Save the Earth causes, and the military, when the grip is deep and broad and wide and global, and Antichrist is in power and the false prophet is doing the stuff, it is amazing to me, absolutely amazing to me, and you just got to take a look. Revelation 16. Revelation 16, let this be a prophetic word to Luciferian and Brotherhooder and those on that side of the fence that are listening and who are geared and ready for war. But may God in his mercy pluck you out before the end. Let me just say quickly to the Luciferian, to the Satanist, to the ritual worker, Revelation 19:19, 19:20. Yes, you will get there on the field, but verse 20, unless you get out now, verse 20 is your destiny. In Revelation 16, then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go, pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the earth. But why? Well, we're talking about towards the end of the Hey Thlipsis, Hey Megali, the great, the tribulation. We're talking about the apex of the wrath of Antichrist. We're talking about the globalism that involves the attempted annihilation of all believers worldwide, the attempted annihilation of Israel. Both fail, ultimately. But as the beast kingdom, dragon beast and false prophet are operative through billions worldwide, God is going to move. This is about now clearly the judgments of God. Verse 2, the first angel pours out his bowl on the land. Now listen, ugly, painful sores broke out. The people who had the mark of the beast and worship his image. And it hasn't yet occurred, so let me warn you now, whatever you do, die before you ever take the mark of the beast or worship his image. Turn to the living Christ and die if necessary before you ever take the mark, the branding of the beast. Because there's no way out. If you can connect verse 2 here in 16, then go take a look at Revelation 19:20. Those slaughtered on the field, those who end up in the lake of fire, those who lose their souls forever, look at it. Look at Revelation 19:20. To all those that monitor, and there's larger numbers of you now, you're passing it around and sending these things to each other. It's as if you think you can hide from God because you hide from man, but man is not God. The word of God is very clear for all of us, Hebrews chapter 4, that nothing in all of creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Verse 3, the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea. It turned to blood like that of a dead man. Verse 4, the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and the springs. They became blood. Notice verse 4, in response, there is this declaration to God, you are just in these judgments. Now listen, the judgments are smart targeting the beast globalist kingdom. It's not the age of Aquarius. It's the Luciferic deception that leads to the greatest of destruction. By this time in human history, it may be that 4 billion people are gone and dead. And so the declaration to God concerning his judgment over the beast kingdom, the dark powers that have opened wide the hearts and minds of humanity and taken control. God is now bringing the judgments. And so now the declaration, your judgments, the just. You who are and who were the Holy One, because you have so judged. Thank God there is someone that can stop the madness. Infinite God will sovereignly bring to an end radical evil. In the mix of all of it, God wants one thing done, more people saved, not willing that even one, not you, not one, lose their soul. God's all about redemption. Mercy triumphs over judgment, the Word of God says, James 5. Now, this is all because of the shedding of the blood of the saints and the prophets and the things that have been done at the apex of the satanic Antichrist system. The response, once again, yes, Lord God Almighty, true and just, are your judgments. Verse 8, the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun. Verse 10, the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast. And his kingdom, the globalist kingdom, with all of its economic power, political power, military power, all of its masqueraded spiritual power and save the earth campaign. The fifth angel. Here's where in the future, all of those who join realize the fifth angel pours out his bowl. This is the picture of this pouring out on the throne, the power, the seat of power of the beast, of Homo Satanas. Listen, he's not going to be Homo Lumos, and he's not going to make anyone else Homo Lumos. He's not Homo Deity, nor is he going to lead anyone to deity. Never has, never occurred in history. It's always been a lie since Genesis 3. So on the throne of the finite but empowered Antichrist, Satan in human skin, and his kingdom, his whole global system, it was plunged into darkness. Think about this. Referring to those connected to the darkness, they gnawed their tongues in agony and cursed the God of heaven. They refused to repent. See, in the future, it's going to be the grip. If you've given into the precursors and you eventually are not just influenced, but attached to and then gripped, if not possessed, the mark of the beast and the worship of the image of the beast will include a counterfeit clothing attachment of demonic power on your life if you give it to the dark side. And in the future, the prophecy clearly by the Spirit of God is that there's going to be a refusal to repent of what you've done. Just more anger against God. In response to the fifth angel comes the sixth. And God makes wide an open door, the great river Euphrates, and the waters that are dried up. In response now to the judgments of God striking the beast kingdom, as the beast kingdom has been struck, hidden, thrown into darkness, shaking, what's the response? The response is the broadest, unprecedented ritual release. This is spiritual warfare. This is a satanic, here is a glimpse of the future. Moving to the future, you're going to see the response of the beast kingdom to what seems to be the shaking and breaking. See, God's not going to just let the Luciferic globalism run rampant, especially when they attempt to slaughter all believers in Christ and destroy Israel. Though 2012ers and New Agers and the Georgia Guidestones devotees will be convinced by the precursor deception that spirits bring that there is a need for a cleansing and there is a Luciferic logic to the cleansing of those who are in the way of the new age, the new dawn, the new Luciferic light. So I believe millions will be involved in the attempted killing of millions of others. Those who will not take the mark, those who will not worship the image, those who will not. Revelation 12, they didn't shrink from the loss of their lives. They overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Sink it into your heart, believer in Christ. To die for Christ in that kind of witness is a magnificent and incredible and powerful way of departure. Stephen in the book of Acts. The Spirit and of God and of glory in and upon you can bring great witness. All over the world in the 20th century, there are hundreds of thousands of believers that have been martyred. I just read today the Taliban shot down and killed 10 Christian workers in Afghanistan. The antagonism towards anyone believing in Christ when the Antichrist is here will be deafening. The critical mass, the spirit in the air will be deafening. But still, to the believer, Stand immovable. Stand defiant to the darkness, open wide to the living Christ. Greater is he who dwells in you and with you. As Paul said, and the Lord stood by my side. Never leaves, never forsakes. May God make you as bold as a lion. In the ritual, verse 13 says this. Now again, 2,000 years ago, we're looking into it again now. It hasn't yet occurred. It could be something prepared for. I mean, obvious it's going to be something that the dragon, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. I mean, this is amazing, really. It's really amazing. Number one, we have insight. We already have preemptive insight into one of the most powerful satanic rituals that will ever occur in all of history. Way before it occurs. It's a prediction of a planetary-wide spiritual wave of the most potent demonic manifestation ever in all of history. It's one thing that demons are summoned through the blood sacrifice of the Moabites king's son to give a weaponization of that power on his soldiers to beat Israel, Old Testament. It is one thing for Manasseh to sacrifice his son. It's one thing for the Mayans to slaughter thousands and thousands and thousands to the demon gods and the Nephilim of that day. It can happen individually. It can happen in family lines. It can happen in territories. It can happen in nations and regions. But this, my friends, will occur on a global scale. Verse 13, Revelation 16. I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs. If you go back to Exodus 8 and the judgment of God that involved frogs, that judgment involved crushing the demonic god, small g, that was represented by the frog. There's always been that sense of creatures that represent demonic presence. So in the ancient temple places all over the world that are being uncovered, you're going to see the markings and or images of frogs that are directly related to demon gods. Powerful. Powerful. But look what it says. Look what it says in verse 13. They come out of the mouth. They come out of the mouth, the stomatos, the breath. Remember in the gospel where Jesus breathed on the disciples and the Holy Spirit fall upon them. Remember in the beginning, God breathed on what he created and man became a living soul. The concept of breathing out is a picture clearly of God and the infinite presence of the Holy Spirit. In counterfeit and in contrast, as with all things, the dark side does the same. Now, there is a difference between summoning demons, priests and others do, rituals that are done, like in the days of Manasseh today, the rituals that are done with animals is one thing, other things, but human sacrifice, the Mayans, the underground Luciferic Satanists worldwide, that is what really opens doors. And so the summoning, bringing up the demons, done by the precision of the ritual workers, they will either receive the demons into themselves for more powers and abilities. They may summon the demons to then put them in others who are growing up in the covens. They may summon the demons to cover the coven and keep it hidden, the powers of satanic invisibilities. They may, and do to this day, raise the powers, summon the demons, and target pastors and target churches and send them curses. I mean, even then, the Satanic Bible, let alone many other ritual books, real, deeper, broader ritual books, rituals of destruction, death rituals, the summoning of demons and the sending them out against believers, against churches, sending them out to influence political and military leaders. You've got ritual workers that are planted in politics, planted in military, now plotted and planted as infiltrators in churches. And they're one thing by day and one thing by night. They're summoning the powers. They're sending the release in the high places like Bohemian Grove. The Luciferic elite gather in those who are already part of the cause or those they want to be a part of their cause. And they do a ritual out there in the summer by the Russian River in California where the demons have been summoned and a human sacrifice actually, though they say it's fake, it actually occurs. All the victims concur. The ritual's all about, anybody in Left Hand Path knows this, all of those in the crowd, political leaders from Russia, around the world, America, military, media moguls, economic, the wealthy, have all been gathered. And they have released the spirits upon them, the precursors. A picture of this kind of ritual release. The truth is, in the left-hand path, the more powerful, in other words, a priest that would summon and have hundreds of demons they have acquired for powers. The issue is now that if they get involved in some kind of warfare, or they want to release demons, they want to curse somebody, they can release them out of an object they have, a spirit stick, or out of themselves. Sometimes mouth to mouth, sometimes just out of the mouth, breathing out demonic presence wherever they are. But then they lose. Kind of like the bars go down. And they got to go back and do more to gain more powers again. Now, in this case, the dragon represents a counterfeit, really, to the Father, the unseen presence. The dragon revealed in the book of Acts or in the book of Revelation as nowhere else in all of Scripture, especially in Revelation 12, now again in Revelation 16. It is a representation of the collective demonic presence worldwide. Some refer to the field, the Akashic records, a conscious universe. What they don't understand is that that presence out there, that seeming bulging energy presence coming from that is the collective, connected powers of darkness globally. See, Satan is not omniscient, omnipresent, infinite. So there's a collective presence. That collective presence will be that manifested presence that will be and is even now, but especially then, felt in the air over cities globally. The power will be so manifest and thick. The prince of the power of the eros, the immediate dense atmosphere. The atmosphere will be charged with that collective presence, the dragon. Out of the mouth, out of the central source, these demons will flow. Out of the mouth of the beast, obviously Satan in human skin, the Antichrist, Theron. out of the mouth of the hybrid, this is like the Nephilim, which some have missed this. The Nephilim that also acquired demons can also release them, as they did Quetzalcoatl in and among the Mayans. So out of the mouth of the beast, and then out of the mouth of the false prophet. So now you have this planetary, again, release. There is a source, dragon, beast, false prophet. It is future. It reminds me of the triangulation that does occur in ritual working. It involves, and there is no, has never been, or ever will be again, no higher gateway opened than when the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet, out of their mouths, release demonic spirits. These are the spirits of what? Of Damion. Of the demons. These are released, working. Now listen, this is very important. The precursors have already occurred. Government, military, technology, the development of planetary defense weapons systems, the development of super soldiers, the development of a collective global political spiritually charged system, the collective presence of the demonic manifestation globally in the air over cities. And then the mark of the beast and the worship of the image of the beast. In some senses, you would think that would be enough. But we're talking now in this session of what the real end game, the ultimate goal, Satan has. It is not just becoming a counterfeit to Christ, Antichrist. It is not just Satan in human skin. It is not just the rule of the world. It is not just going to the temple first and proclaiming yourself, exalting yourself, saying that you're God. It's not even the gathering of the majority or the most of the world that they can get to worship. That's all part of what the fallen cherub ultimately wants. If you didn't understand yet, please understand now. The fallen cherub quoted scripture to Jesus, Matthew 4, freely and clearly, but always in a twisted sense. It is clear that the demonic side knows the scripture, never can, through the New Age, you know, deception, or anywhere they're operative. They cannot and will not quote it correctly, but they will know it. It is clear that the dark side knows prophetic revelation as a strategic thing. Revelation 12, in the fulfillment of God in human flesh, Christ being born to the Virgin Mary out of Israel, the dragon was already there, already ready, and prepared to kill, destroy the Christ child. Check it out, Revelation 12. It is very clear that the dark side understands the second coming. It is clear that demons and those that I've engaged and those biblically we can see know that a coming judgment it's definitely going to come. But it seems as though that all the work, all the fury, all of the issue of the devil knows his time is short is because in the second coming and the manifestation of God in Christ to the world, it is Prince of Peace appearing to bring the real peace, stopping war and healing the nations. The Lamb lays down with the Lion, the whole concept of the millennium, the real age of incredible supernatural spiritual peace under Christ. But it involves the total annihilation of radical evil and the subjugation and eventual complete elimination. So there is a goal that is operative, even as I speak, in military, in economics, in politics, to get to Armageddon. See, when you look at Revelation 19:19, the beast with the kings of the earth, the political military leaders and the largest supernaturally empowered, the highest technology, much of which may have been given over time, especially the last 50, 60 years, the most empowered technology from the dark side that may bring a combination between spirit and technology, something the dark side has sought. They're going to be gathered on the field in fulfillment to Revelation, I'm sorry, in fulfillment to Psalm chapter 2. Psalm chapter 2 is all about the peoples, the nations, and the kings, the gathering together to take their stand. Notice Psalm 2. God is already from 3,000 years ago telling the world, telling us ahead of time, that in the coming globalism, the peoples in mass worldwide, the nations collectively together, and the rulers, political and military, they're going to take their stand. Are you going to stand with them or with God, with Christ? They're going to take their stand, as God says, against God and against the Lord's Messiah, against Christ. To those on the Luciferic side, God gives a warning and an invitation right now. Whether you're a politician, a king, a leader, a military man listening, Psalm 2 is for you. Embrace Christ. In the end, by this time in the future, when there is a planetary release of such power falling on those who have already opened their hearts and minds, taken the mark, worshiped the image, the precursors, it's all done. With the most supernaturally empowered guidance and synchronicities, the nations, the kings, the super soldiers, based on Psalm 2, shown here in Revelation 16. Isn't it very clear in Revelation 16? The powers go out to the kings of the earth. It's as though the judgments have hit again all the way to the sixth angel. It is as though the dark beast kingdom is plunged into its own darkness. So the response, unleashing of the unprecedented powers of darkness, performing miraculous, incredible, supernatural signs, they will be the most lethal. That power goes out to the whole world, Revelation 16:14. One reason, look what it says, the purpose of the satanic release out of ritual format, the purpose of the planetary wave of satanic power, the purpose is in the sending and in the targeting, the purpose spelled out by God, verse 14, to gather them, fulfillment of Psalm 2, to gather them for battle. Fulfillment of Psalm 2, precursors of Revelation 19:19, to gather them for battle on the great day of God Almighty. In the mix of this, now God comes in, speaks. It's as if the living Christ gives prophetic insight, a word to all believers. Verse 15. Believers, grip it. Jesus says, behold, I come like a thief. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him. Salvation. Think of the armor of God. Think of the clothes of righteousness. All of it. Think of Colossians 3, clothe yourself. Read it. so that he may not go naked and be shamefully exposed. So believers in Christ, stand in your love for Jesus and in your walk, in your powerful praying and in your powerful witnessing, stand pure. Because in verse 16, the unprecedented, unequaled release of manifested demonic power never has been this level, never will be again. It's coming. Is what verse 16 is all about. 16:16. Then they, referring to the Antichrist system, it could refer to you politicians and to you military individuals, to you New Agers and 2012ers. It can refer to you remote viewers and many others. To those chosen ones that have chosen to stay on the dark side. It's all about not only what you have in you now, but it's going to take the unprecedented release of this supernatural, miraculous, demonstrative sign power of the demonic. You see, not all supernaturalism is good. It can take you straight to hell. It can cause you to be so blinded you never see the love, the Christ who gave himself on the cross. You don't see the power of God. You can be so blinded to think that you can gather with the Antichrist and literally aim your weapons into the sky and destroy and annihilate the second coming of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Verse 16, chapter 16, then they gathered the kings, the demons, the powers, gathered the kings together to the place that in the Hebrew is called Armageddon. Armageddon. Now you've read about it, Revelation. You've read about it, Revelation 19, 19. We are dealing with the satanic preparations going on right now. The globalist reach, the coming radical anarchy, catastrophe, chaos, that will cause the Antichrist, the apocalypse, the false prophet, an ascendancy, the beast regime that is out there, an ascendancy out of the sea of people. It is a revelation here of the precept of satanic, the satanic precept of biblical prophecy. They know. Furiously giving ideas to the weapons development people, furiously guiding and leading, furiously building up the powers layer upon layer upon layer until this day, in which the powers in the apex, the pinnacle, the unequaled level, released. I mean, released. Where does it lead them? Same where it led Judas when Satan entered him. Same where spiritual deception always leads to mass destruction. Do you know the living Christ? He's coming. Revelation 19 shows it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The four great hallelujahs. Study it. Some will never know the peace of God. Some will never know the Prince of Peace. Once dying on a cross, shedding his blood. But let me tell you something. In the second coming, it is no suffering servant. It is God in the glorified manifestation of Christ coming. Well, those who are believers, verse 11, Revelation 19, you're there. Prophecy shows and places you out there glorified, coming down with Christ. You don't have to do anything. He's going to do everything, like at the cross. Ah, believers, embrace your Savior. Embrace your Savior. embrace your Savior. If you're lost, separated, renounce. Renounce the finite dark powers. Renounce your sins. Turn to the living Christ who's there right now. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't wait to that day. Believers in Christ, you're all gone. You're not there on the earth. Revelation 19:19. There's not one believer left. We're all glorified in indestructible, immortal bodies. We've seen God face to face, and we're coming down behind the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Same one that said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Be saved. Come to Christ. Give your heart to Jesus. Believers, come out of any compromise, world, flesh, or devil. Listen, live for this glorious King and do all that you can do before this day ever arrives. This is Russ Dizdar. Listen, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. God bless you.